welcome to this week's midweek message. Throughout lockdown, I've been studying Exodus and reading through, and there's one part which is so good in Exodus 3 where it says that Moses met God when with the burning bush. He saw the burning bush and it wasn't consumed. And God said to him, when he started to question, he said, "Tell them I am has sent you." And the Jewish people would hold on to that, knowing that this was a name that God had called himself, I am, which is so amazing. God saying that he is ever present. He is never changing. He is eternal. He is with Moses. And in the New Testament, in John, Jesus talks about seven I ams, which I'm not going to go through them all today because I don't have time, but I just wanted to look at two in John 10. So if you're able to turn with me and look at John 10, that would be a good place to start. John 10 and verse 7 says, "So Jesus said to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is the hired hand and he cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay my life down for the sheep.'" So let's just stop there perhaps. And so I just wanted to talk a few minutes about this, how the declarations of God's name Jesus now applies to himself. So how amazing is it that Jesus says to us, "I am the door." So I wanted to talk about that. A door or a gate is what Jesus says he is. He is the door of the sheep. So a few thoughts I had was, if you've ever seen a visual of a sheep pen in these times, it would have had stone walls around it and it would have a single narrow doorway, an opening, with no door. And the sheep would come and rest there at night securely. Now there was a man, his name was George Adam Smith, and he travelled extensively in the Middle East. And he asked the shepherd about these sheepfolds, these sheep pens, and asked why there is no door. And the shepherd says, "I am the door, I am the door." And basically a shepherd would have lay in the space where when the sheep would come in, he would lay in the space. And no sheep would be able to go out at night without crossing over his body, and no wolf would be able to come in. So the analogy here is Jesus is saying he is the door. He is the way into the sheepfold. He is the way to the Father. And he says, "There's only one door, and I am the only door." He is the way to the Father and the way to be saved, which all of us that are Christians know that's the way we came in to God the Father, is through Jesus. And literally, Jesus has laid down his body just like that shepherd would at the door of the sheepfold. He laid down his body in a literal sense on the cross for us, which is a fantastic thing to think about. And we can go, the Bible says in John 10 that we can go in and out and find pasture. So what these sheep would have done is they would have gone into the sheepfold at night and they would have been safe and secure, and then in the day they'd have come out and found pasture. And that's what Jesus says, you know, we have got now this access through the door him into the Zoe life of God, and we can go in and be secure and then we can come out and find the pasture, and we can do this without fear or worry anymore, which is an amazing thing that we as Christians have, that we don't need to fear or worry because we can just trust Jesus as we go in and out and find our pasture. He protects us. And we should expect his protection. And now things are easing off and lockdown is easing a bit, and probably will be more so in this coming week. We just need to consider that really we just need to trust Jesus, that he is our door of protection. And whatever comes now, we can be just thankful that we have the name and the blood of Jesus, and we don't need to fear because we have his protection. So we should be thankful, really. I'm just thankful for this door that Jesus is. Jesus is the door of protection, looking after us as sheep. And also, the door is a portal, isn't it? It's an access. And it's an access into the Father, God. It's also, Jesus is an access to all the promises. The blessing of Abraham is ours because of this covenant we now have. The promises in the Word are ours. And Jesus gives us access to life. It says in what we just read, I've come that you could have life and life abundantly. And how amazing is that? That through this door, Jesus, we have access to the kingdom, and we have access to so much life and so much life abundantly, Jesus promises us. He is the place of entry to the Father. He shields us. And he protects us from the wolf trying to scatter us as sheep. And only through this door can the sheep be saved. And in the Greek, the Greek word implies that we are kept safe, that we're rescued from destruction, and we're healed by this gate, by coming into the fold. I just wanted to talk a few minutes about my gate, because we have a gate to our garden. And this has become an important feature in the last week or so, because it is the only access to be able to see us or anyone in our family. You have to go through the gate. And this one gate accesses us gathering with another household. And so I've thought about this a bit as I've been opening and closing my creaky gate, that it keeps our property protected when it's bolted, but also when it's open, it allows someone in to our garden and to see us. And it's really the only way. And it just made me think about, this is what Jesus is providing. He is the gate, he's the door, and he provides access into the presence of God, and also protection. So also then in this passage in John 10, he talks about, I am the good shepherd. So maybe you should just think about that for the moment and think, Jesus, you are my good shepherd, and even say it out loud. He literally laid down his life for the sheep, says in the scripture, just as we were reading. He has done everything by going to the cross to love us, to care for us, to protect us, and provide for us. Also in this passage, it says that we are his sheep. And that is an amazing thing, that we are Jesus' sheep. He knows us, he owns us, he chose us, and we also know his voice, it says. You know, the shepherds in the Jewish tradition would call to the sheep, and only the sheep that knew that voice would go into that sheepfold. There would be other sheepfolds and other shepherds calling, but when that shepherd called yours, you knew that you were part of that flock and you went into that sheepfold, which is a really amazing thing. And we also know Jesus's voice. We know when he's speaking to us, we know that voice inside of us, that still small voice when he's speaking, that he is speaking to us as a sheep, as a child of his, and we can respond to that. He took for himself one of Father God's titles in the Old Testament, which is in Psalm 23, that it says, the Lord is my shepherd. Jesus now is saying, I am the good shepherd. He's showing that he is part of the Trinity by giving himself the name of the good shepherd. He cares and he loves us. And he is not false, it says, like other shepherds before. He was talking about maybe the Pharisees, that maybe there were false shepherds, people that have come to be like sheep in wolves in sheep's clothing. He is the one true shepherd, and he will never let us down. Also, Jesus is like a shepherd in that he serves us. and he prioritizes us as sheep. Just like the shepherd would check in these sheep as they came into the sheepfold with his rod, he would check to see, were they wounded? Were they okay? Were they in good condition? So also Jesus checks us and cares for us. Especially in these times, he binds up the wounded and there is healing in his wings, in his the way he goes about dealing with us. It's in love and care, and he wants us to be treated well. So he's our good shepherd. And I've known that in my own life where I've had hurts, I can come to him and he can just gently look over me. When I get in God's presence, he can treat me and care for me and bind me up where I've been wounded in my soul. So we just need to remember all these things. What is a good shepherd? Jesus being the good shepherd. Also, he says in another part of the New Testament, he goes and leaves the 99 and looks out for the one. So he counts us. He knows who we are. And if we're lost, if we're isolated, if we're lonely, if we're off track, he comes to find us. And that's such a wonderful thing that God would take the time to leave the 99 and come looking for me, come in looking for you when we're feeling that isolated or left out or a bit off course. It's encouraging and inspiring to think that Jesus is searching us out and protecting us from the enemy, protecting us from getting off course. He wants to gather us. You know, it says that in the scripture we just read, sometimes the wolf wants to snatch and scatter. The enemy wants to snatch and scatter. But Jesus, as the good shepherd, wants to gather us. And although we're not together at this point in terms of physically together, we are still together and we are still one flock. And his desire is for us is to be gathered together with him. And let's just be thankful that he never mistreats us, you know. He's not a shepherd that would mistreat the flock. He's always caring and treating and looking after and loving and providing and protecting us as the flock. So at this time where things are challenging, where things are changing a bit, where restrictions may be being less than they have been, just want to encourage you to be thankful that Jesus is still with us. He is still the door. He gives us abundant life. There's things to look forward to in the future. And let's be thankful that he is the good shepherd of our soul. He is the I am, which means he's present in this. He knows exactly where you are. He knows you by name. And he knows what you're going through and all your concerns and what your family is dealing with right at this minute. And he hasn't changed in his promises towards you. So let's just finish by praying together. Father, we just want to thank you for the promises that we have in Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the door, you are the shepherd, the good shepherd, and that we really have nothing to fear and we have everything to look forward to in these next coming weeks and months. So I just pray, Father, for people watching this right now, that, Lord, they would know something of you being the good shepherd, and the door and caring for them as one of your sheep. In Jesus' name, amen. Goodbye, God bless, and have a great week.